for the opportunity to speak here and talk about non-commutative correspondences. And as opposed to my talk 2 weeks back, everything in this talk will be over the field of complex numbers. So no fun this time. And let's get to the point right away. In the operator algebraic setting, so borrowing intuitions from Kasparov and at least Kohn-Skandalis, what we know is that the category of, or a version of the category of non-commutative correspondences is the Kasparov's KK category, which I denote by KK. So as a category, it has objects simply separable C star algebras. Perhaps I shouldn't go below this. So, and the morphisms in this category are just the bivariant KK groups. And what is known is that it is known that this KK category is additive. And in fact, it's even triangulated, although that won't play any role in this talk. So this is Meyer net. And yeah, that's all that I wanted to say about these things. Oh, I should just make a remark here that composition of morphisms here comes, composition is due to this exotic Kasparov product. And let me also define another category. It's just to make things transparent, I need to define this category. It's quite obvious what it should be. The category I denote by C star algebra, and objects of this category are just separable C star algebras, and morphisms here would be simply star homomorphisms. So now so KK satisfies actually some sort of functorial or is related to this in some functorial way. In order to spell that out, I need to introduce some more jargon. So let's start with any additive category, C additive. Additive, for instance, like you could take free abelian groups, then I call a functor f from C star algebras to C is called C star stable. So I'm defining this. All the chalks are very small. That's right, yeah. Yeah, so C star stable if there is a canonical corner embedding in this category. A maps to A tensor, the compact operators. So So I make the compact with some sort of script k, which just sends a to a tensor some rank one projection. And if I call that morphism iota, then under f, this f of iota should be an isomorphism in C. So that's C star stability. And we say f is split exact if whenever you have a diagram like this, a split exact diagram, A, B, C, 0, with a splitting here, let's say S, and this is a diagram in, of course, C star algebras, then under F, this will go to a split or direct sum diagram of the form F of A, F of B, F of C to 0. So being a functor, it would naturally induce some kind of map here. Okay, let's not make it dotted here. Let's make it solid. But the condition would say that there exists another splitting here. So this should exist such that this becomes a direct sum diagram in C. That is, F of B is isomorphic to F of A, direct sum F of C. And with these things, these definitions, I'm able to tell you the main relation between the two categories. This is a theorem due to Higson relying on some previous work done by Kunz. So it says that the canonical functor, so the canonical functor from C star algebra to KK is the universal C star stable and split exact functor.
You are just a little bit off, because the S has to be only a completely positive.
Does not
have to be a C star algebra,
huh? Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It has to be only completely positive.
Yeah, CP split.
Right.
Yeah. That was just an example of an additive view. I'm not fixing C to be. That's just for if you want. Into some additive category. Yeah. Yeah.
You really want it to be split.
Yeah, I think it was right. You think it was
right? Yeah, it was right.
Yeah. So I copied it from Ralph Meyer's recent text. Which one? All right, I can correct. Thank you very much. So let me say, I learned this from Ralph Meyer's recent preprint, There were some talk about CP split conditions, but I think the theorem as stated was like just like this.
Well, I think the E theory is the universal. If you just erase that S, just erase the S,
okay,
then you get E theory.
Erase S, and then what would be the condition that follows?
That this should be exact, not necessarily.
I think the point of the theory is exact.
I see, I see. Okay. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see. So it would be some sort of universal C star stable exact functor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the E theory of
Conner. Okay, I see. So, but in this talk, I'll just need this one because I'll make use of this theorem. And. Well, what else do I need? No, I think that's the end of operator algebras for the time being. So now, I want to talk about algebraic geometry and let's say non-commutative algebraic geometry. So in this setting, there is also a category of non-commutative correspondences, and I'm going to describe that now. And this is perhaps not so well known, so I will spend a little more time than this description on that. I'll denote this category by NCC, so non-commutative correspondences, and objects of NCC are now small DG categories, differential graded categories, and the morphisms. In order to describe the morphisms, I have to introduce some more parameters. So let me do that now. So I won't directly write down the morphisms. Let us also introduce a category, DG cat. This is a very natural category. This is category of small DG categories with DG functors as morphisms. So if you like, this is the analog of C star algebra category. And now, and also, I think I'm working over C, so you should always think DG category, which is C linear. The underlying the morphisms are complexes of vector spaces over C, but that is not always needed. So I will define the category of another category, which I call category of non-commutative spaces (NCS), and this is. This category DG cat localized at some sort of derived Morita equivalences. So I won't quite explain what it is. It takes some time. But if you like, you can think that it's a generalization of ordinary Morita equivalences. So if two algebras are Morita equivalent, and you want to think that this algebra is a DG category with one object, and that algebra is endomorphisms of that, then that would also be derived Morita equivalent. And the point is that there exists heavy machinery behind that. It's a work of Tabuada, where he actually put some sort of cofibrantly generated model category structure on this category DG cat, with derived Morita equivalences as the weak equivalences, and then the localization, there is a canonical localization, the homotopy category is this. So this category is actually quite well behaved because of the existence of the model structure. And what we also know is that from the very definition of cofibrantly generated model categories, the objects here, up to isomorphism, you can find always some cofibrant object. And those cofibrant objects are called pre-triangulated TG categories. But that's a lot of jargon, so I don't want to make things too complicated. So let's just get to the point with a theorem, which is due to Toen. So Toen proved that there exists an inner Hom functor, in the category NCS. So I'll denote this inner Hom functor by Hom underline CD. So if C and D are two DG categories viewed as objects in NCS, then this inner Hom functor Hom underline CD is itself a DG category and object of NCS. Itself DG category. And another thing that one can do is
C and D are DG categories.
Right, right.
C is a DG category.
Right, right.
C is a DG category.
Right. So they are objects in here, and you, because it's in our Hom, so this Hom object maps it back inside that, and that itself is a DG category.
So this is called an inner. I would say in
terms. Yeah. Okay. I think.
Because inner suggests inner automorphism.
Okay. Yeah. Some people call it inner. Some people internal. You can take your pick. It's not. The whole point is that in characteristic zero there is this equivalence between up to homotopy between simplicial sets and complexes.
You have to be careful with morphisms.
Pardon?
No, that's okay.
Okay. So this would also satisfy this kind of adjointness with tensor and inner Hom.
This is in some sense all the functors from C to
D. Yeah, except that you have to take some sort of co-fibrant replacement of this and then look at all sorts of functors. So that's a theorem due to Keller. But I will make this a little more geometric by an example.
What happens if you have to isolate A and B and put it there? Compute this, what kind of
object
is there?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. So they may sound quite esoteric, and but I think one gets some nice answers by. So, for example, if you take X, Y, let's say smooth projective varieties, of course, over C. And then let me define this thing dg of x and likewise dg of y is category of, so I don't want to say these things, co-fibrant OX modules. So DG category of co-fibrant OX modules, module complexes. So objects will be complexes, and morphisms will be morphisms of complexes, which itself gets some kind of complex structure. A structure of a differential complex, not a complex. Pardon? Oh, so the co-fibrant means co-fibrant with respect to some model structure. So in the model structure that you want in here, these objects will be typically like projective resolution. So if your model structure says that these are projective objects, those are co-fibrations, then these will be like resolutions using projective. I think I made a mistake. Normally one takes fibrant. So you would want, then the corresponding thing would be fibrant objects. So fibrant objects would correspond to injective resolutions. And so these would be something like injective complexes, complexes of, and these will be very large objects.
Yes, I'm smiling, not so about
At the moment, there is nothing, right? This is. But then, what I want to say is that you.
These complexes of coherent algebraic sheets.
No.
No, they are different.
They are just
much bigger.
OX modules, which are injective and something. But then the point is that you can take homology of a complex, and we can put some finiteness condition on the homologies and say that the homologies are coherent or quasi-coherent, whatever you like. So that can be done, and what I want to say is that so I was trying to describe this inner home structure. So inner home of, let's say, this kind of object, dg of x, dg of y, is equal to dg of x cross y, right? You take the product of these two things and then take the dg category exactly like that. This is the internal home object. Yeah, and that's why I would call these things. So I would make one remark here, or perhaps not here. So the remark is that it is possible to ensure. So of course, up to some isomorphism in this NCC, that the homotopy category of C is honestly triangulated. So, for example, if you take the homotopy category of dg of x, then what you would get is d of x, which is the derived category of x. Still no finiteness assumed. You could impose them consistently throughout. So with this homotopy category, so because the homotopy category is triangulated, we can always take the growth in the group of a triangulated category just by isomorphism classes of objects and modulo relations coming from exact triangles, and that's what we are trying to do here. So perhaps, yeah, here, let me complete this space. So now I'm in a position to write down the homes in NCC of, so let's say, two small dg categories, C and D, then this is going to be the growth in D group of the homotopy category of the internal hom of the two C and D. Yeah? And this is a group. This.
We should think of this as KK.
Yeah, analogous to KK. Right. So I will tell you what happens in this example. For instance, if we now look at, for example, HOM in NCC of DG X, DG Y, this is going to be K0 of the inner, where was it? The inner home of those two things, but that's the dg x cross y. So the homotopy category of dg of x cross y, right? But the homotopy category of dg of x cross y is just the triangulated category, derived category of x cross y, and it is the growth in the group of the triangulated category, which is just the direct K theory of x cross y. So the objects in this HOM, in this rather complicated looking HOM, are in the geometric case at least correspondence-like objects. For instance, if you took some sort of a sheaf on x cross y, its class inside that is the correspondence, defining some sort of generalized morphism between x and y.
What is the condition on that sheaf? It's a sheaf. If somebody gives me a sheaf on x cross y,
yeah,
what is the condition on that sheaf that it should be in this group?
So I feel like this. Perhaps it's not quite the sheaf. It's some sort of an object in this x cross y, some sub variety inside that, on which the sheaf is supported, and with possibly proper support in this and that.
Well, it has to be that given a sheaf or a complex sheaf,
yeah,
F, you pull it back to x cross y.
Then
tensor with your given thing,
yeah,
you push forward to one.
Right, right.
And it has to have enough structure to allow that construction to be done.
It can be done, because normally where we run into problem is in the push forward thing, where things do not remain coherent. But I have never imposed such restrictions. So in a derived push forward setting and without any finiteness assumption, this can always be done. It's very general. Yeah, in this, I'm simplifying a lot in these examples. But in the abstract setting, you wouldn't want to do those things, and then it's still possible to think of generalized objects as some sort of generalized morphism.
Well, Kanye is right that if these are projective, non-singular.
Yeah, yeah.
Then proper is needed.
Yeah, okay. That's true. In this particular example, it's fine. So you are saying that the Gothenburg group could be trivial?
If you had eating plant object in the original form, there is something before you say Gothenburg group, then if infinite plant minus
So, yeah, if what you are saying is seems to me correct, but the point is that it's hidden somehow in this model structure, which I didn't tell you. So the thing that I was trying to tell you is that up to some isomorphism, you can find this co-fibrant replacement, which are these pre-triangulated categories. They have the nice properties that for them, the homotopy category is triangulated, and those triangulated categories have nice growth in the groups. So all the complication is somehow hidden in that. So there is a lot of abstract or lot of objects which you don't want to consider, but they are there just for technical reasons. And the existence of a model category with all those nice properties ensures that you can somehow choose some kind of nice up to isomorphism object which has all the nice properties. So it is not my work. It is published in. I should mention all the names. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, and the point is that this is also some sort of universal construction. So this is something like a universal additive invariant. There would be maps from these sorts of forms into all your K-theory or kind of cohomology kind of theories that you can write down on varieties. So this is certainly not my work. It's due to many people like Bondal, Keller, Konsevich, Greenfeld, and goes on. And of course, there's Toen, who I'm quoting his theorems. But the philosophy was there for a long time. Now what I want to emphasize is that this category is really like a non-commutative correspondence category. It has nice properties, and one of the things is that NCC is now additive category. And kind of clear from the construction, except for direct sum, which you have to check, but this is true. And now, you might want to ask the following question, that does there exist some sort of functorial relation between KK and NCC. In a way, this question has been around for quite some time, the two different types of non-commutative geometry that have developed. Is there some way that they can be related? I do not have a very good answer. The algebraic formulation kept changing, so now let's stick to this formulation, and let's try to at least construct a functor, and see.
My gut feeling here.
Yeah.
Is that the arrow should go the other way? The arrow should be pointed.
Because this has more structure.
This is a Riemann-Roth arrow, I think, and I think it should go the other way.
That's
topology. This thing is topology. KK is topology. Whereas this NCC is algebraic geometry, it's much more refined.
No, NCC is, you see, I presented the examples in very, very algebra, geometric situations, but these are abstract gadgets. Any DG category, any DG bimodule derived Morita-Kiwet, this is very algebraic. In fact, this is less geometric than KK. But the hope was that there are certain constructions, nice constructions, that are available here for DG categories like derived Hall algebras, simplicial sets, etc. So once you can pass on to this functorially, perhaps you can apply those constructions here and get something for objects like separable C-star algebra.
Are you saying that starting with a separable C-star algebra, you should be able to construct a DG category?
Right.
This is what you're saying.
Yeah. But that's a very trivial thing that I'm going to propose, and I'm going to show at least that this will define a functor, and it will have some properties, and I do not know how useful it is going to be. I will try to explain one or two applications, but this should not be taken as the final. It could be modified to behave somewhat better. That's what I was saying. So it is true that.
And you can embed it into this.
Yeah.
See if this is a universal thing.
That's what I'm proving. I will exactly. Pardon?
I thought this is a different thing you are saying.
I will. So let me try to say. Just give me two lines and. So what I'm proposing is the following. Let us take an object in KK, so it is just a separable C-star algebra. And for simplicity, I will make this talk very algebraic. So just map A to what I call DG rep A. So DG category of complexes of A modules, right? I would just like to add one remark that presumably if you, instead of this, if you look at a DG category of say Hilbert C-star modules, that's a better notion.
Complexes.
Complexes, yeah.
Are these complexes bound in
there? No.
completely arbitrary, unbounded above, unbounded below.
The hope is that first get something, then apply finiteness conditions and work within that existing framework.
The operators in the complex are exploitable. Is it with microlabs, I think?
No, this is a vague remark. This is what the concrete thing that I'm going to work with. So this...
Can I just ask what kind of A modules these are, just upgrade?
Algebraic modules.
Map forgets
this. It forgets the structure. Somehow it loses some. It so in some sense, if I have a sister algebra, separable sister algebra, I want to know how, to what extent is the geometry captured in just the algebraic structure of that.
When you say A modules, my first reaction was that meant a representation on a Hilbert space.
No.
Oh,
but that's why I'm saying later on perhaps you would want to have better notions like Hilbert C-star modules. It what I'm going to say will kind of work, but
just arbitrary complex.
Yeah.
Arbitrary A
modules. Yeah. So this is
degenerate, or
no? This is very algebraic. So that's why I'm saying you don't need this at the moment. This is like Quillen's construction of algebraic K-theory, where they do all those things, but within that setting you can at least prove that there is a functor, it has some properties, and then try to see what if you incorporate extra structures in that and what do you get. So that's what I'm trying to so my remark is complete, and now the concrete result is that is the theorem which says that this functor A to BG, or let's write like this, BG rep from C star algebras to the additive category NCC is C star stable and split exact. No. It's from C star algebras. So take any star homomorphism, and that induces. Yeah. So now I'm going to apply Higson's theorem, because it's C star stable and split exact, and that is universal with respect to these properties. There has to be a canonical induced map from KK to NCC. So now, automatic homotopy invariance is automatic because it's C star stable and split exact. That's another theorem of Higson. So now corollary is that due to the Higson's characterization of KK universal, that there exists induced DG rep functor from KK to NCC, and what's the point? So this also, of course, says that if you have KK equivalence between two separable C star algebras, then that implies this kind of non-commutative correspondence-like isomorphism between the DG rep isomorphism. So it's not... You can also perhaps use this to deduce some sort of these duality theorems of module categories that people have been talking about, if you can find a KK invertible element in their KK group. And yeah? Oh, do we have Higson's theorem for such things?
No, but the analog would be to show that, the real analog would be to show that this is a split exact, and really prove the theorem, the full theorem, and that's on it.
Pardon?
That would be the real non-commutative algebra geometry.
I don't have Higson's theorem available at the level of abstract algebra.
I think what Masood is saying is that the arrow from C star out is the NCC.
Yeah.
Factors through the larger category of completely arbitrary algebras.
Okay.
Yeah, you do have them.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have an instance.
Yeah, so. Tensor with infinite matrices, yeah, possibly. I haven't thought about that. Because what's the meaning of there are algebraic KK groups, of course. So I don't know whom to attribute them to. Yeah, perhaps that is more natural to look at. Okay, so I will restrict to what I know in this talk without further speculations. And so I would also like to say that there is another simple proposition. What you can check is that this functor DG rep is actually additive functor of additive categories, and you check using Kunz's picture of quasi-homomorphism, so which would say that you have KK of AB, and this is isomorphic to homotopy classes of maps from QA to B tensor compacts. And it was expected that this should play some sort of co-fibrant replacement with respect to some model structure, and this should be some fibrant replacement. So once you get the nice kind of replacements, then it just becomes honest star homomorphisms up to homotopy. And using this, and here you have like two morphisms, P, Q, let's say from QA to B tensor compacts, then the sum would be just some sort of matrix kind of thing going into M2 of this object, and this will be diagonal, and DG rep will be two diagonal copies which would split under K0 operation that you perform. But let's not dwell on that too much. What I would like to now say is what could be an application of this. Do I have any time? Yeah. It's rare to construct canonical non-additive functors between additive categories, so there's no surprise in this. Oh yeah, maybe you want a counterexample. So perhaps I should also say some negative results. So this DG rep is not full. So it's definitely different from KK. There will be less morphisms in this. You can construct explicit examples, compute for instance KK of AB and the corresponding morphisms in NCC, and you will see NCC has much more morphisms. I'm not sure whether it's faithful. I don't expect it to be, and it's certainly not essentially surjective. An abstract DG category is too abstract. You are not likely to hit every abstract DG category as module categories over some algebra. So they are different. NCC is much bigger. But what you could do is you could now apply some sort of simplicial set constructions on at the level of DG categories and get some sort of groups associated to separable C star algebras, and I'm not quite sure how to justify that they're homotopy groups. Maybe they're not. It looks like they're more closely related to the higher algebraic K theory. But let me say what I have in mind. So that's the end of this. Now application. So if you have any object, any DG category in NCC, what you can construct, and let us define another DG category, which is very trivial thing. It's like the point object. It's object. Object is just a singleton, and the endomorphism of that singleton is just K, the ground field. You think you consider this as a DG category, like a point object, the smallest possible. And then what happens is that this map point and your C, this becomes a simplicial set. Kind of a very topological object, and you can take a Kahn replacement of this simplicial set and define the homotopy groups of these define the homotopy groups of you have to choose a base simplex, and you can define some sort of pi I. I write pi I, but I don't want to assert that they are homotopy groups of A, say X bar is equal to B, is defined to be the pi I of the simplicial set map point BG rep A, yeah, A with X as the zero simplex. And so now it follows from some computations done by Toh and in the context of derived Hall algebras that what you get for pi zero of A X, this is ISO classes of objects in DG rep A. For pi 1, you get the automorphism group of X, and for pi I, you get some sort of higher X groups. So X 1 minus I of in the homotopy category of DG rep of A to X self extensions. So these are some sets of groups that you can associate to them, more likely to be related to algebraic K theory. And another thing is that these won't be functors from KK, but would be some sort of, there were three categories C star algebra, here we have KK, on the other side we have DG cat, which I said was some sort of counterpart of this. Then we have the non-commutative spaces where we identify Morita. So up to derived Morita. And finally we have NCC. So we have, in some sense, derived Morita plus split exact. And here, this is C star stable, which is Morita for separable C star algebras, stable plus split exact. So you might wonder, is there a counterpart here of that? And that does exist, which is just a universal C star stable functor. And this is Meyer's construction, at least I saw this in his preprint, where you might want to call it something like NCS, non-commutative spaces, operator algebraic, and here morphisms instead of star homomorphisms are just isomorphism classes of some Hilbert C-star bimodules. And this, in this category, two Morita equivalent algebras are identified, and if these groups were to factor through this category, this would kind of say some sort of excision compatibility. But that's not likely to be true for homotopy groups, so you would expect the functor at this level. So these things, these pi i's, should be functors from here to there and onwards, not through KK. And, well, I think I'm way over time. Thanks. What's HOM NCC?
Yeah, so on the middle board at the top.